Gentlemen, good evening. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. I didn't plan on playing this. It just so happens Doug Danger's going to be with us to talk about Duck Dynasty and this hillbilly with all of this stuff that he's got to say. But it just sort of happened that way. Anyway, welcome to the program.
That's hillbilly music.
I wouldn't call it hillbilly music. It's folk music.
That's Mumford & Sons. I saw them on one of the Grammy shows. They were very good. I'm trying to think.
Okay, well, I want to...
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to think what they were doing there. They were... Oh, they're a musical group.
Yes, that's what we're listening to right there.
What did you think it was, Margaret?
I was listening to Phil. He said Mumford & Sons. Is that who it is?
Yes, they play guitars. That music right there.
Oh, well, then that would explain...
That explains why they're...
Thank you very much, and welcome to the program. Wow, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you mean, wow?
Look, if they're playing music, I guess that's a musical group. That's what you were hearing. Guitars, banjos. Is it all coming together now?
Yes, Phil. It's all beginning to fall into shape. Thank you very much. Sorry for breathing.
My mom used to say it all the time. Sorry for breathing.
My mother used to say it, too. All right.
What does that mean, sorry for breathing?
It basically means I'm sorry that I'm alive.
That's exactly what it means, yes.
But you don't have to apologize for being alive, Margaret. You don't even have to apologize for asking whether Mumford & Sons are a musical group, even though you just heard them playing banjos and guitars. I'm just asking you to just slow down and let me start the show, if you don't mind.
Isn't that nice speech?
Thank you. Phil Henry Show, welcome. Our number 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. And a lot of people enjoy this program by way of a backstage pass, which gives you a subscription to our website, over 5,000 hours of audio, full shows going back many years, a revolutionary, groundbreaking, unbelievably, marvelously constructed radio program, which continues to evolve and delve deeper into the inner sanctum that is this groovy thing called the audio entertainment world. Thank you. Now... you can get a gift subscription. A lot of people are saying, "Will my gift, if I buy something in the online store, is it gonna ship?" You know.
Yeah, a lot of people ask if it's gonna get there by Christmas.
I don't know the answer now. Now I think I don't know the answer to that. I think we have an answer online. However, one thing that will ship by Christmas, one thing that will get to them by Christmas, one thing that will be there is a gift subscription to the website. Because what do you got to mail? You know.
No, you got to mail a password.
You don't have to mail that. You can email it.
You email it, man. How long does that take?
How long does it take? You're kidding, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry.
So that's something to keep in mind for the Yuletide. Welcome to the program. I want to mention it's close to the being off the bat, and that is the passing of Larry Lujack. And I don't think there's a guy on the radio today who shouldn't mention. I think we should be mentioning the passing of colleagues a lot more often here on radio than we do. I remember when Neil Rogers died, the genius Miami talk radio performer Neil Rogers, who I was very lucky enough to work with, his passing was noted, I think, fairly well in the radio press. I don't know how many people actually mentioned it on the air, especially talk show hosts who are notoriously egotistical and under-talented. Neil was a cut above all of them. And, you know, these guys, they don't want to mention anybody that they think is competition.
Well, you got into it with someone up. You should mention the story because it was very entertaining. I was in the next office, ladies and gentlemen. I heard Phil through the wall.
You mean that, that one radio station, and I pray to God we're not. I don't think we're on it still. There was a station up in the Northwest, Conservative 870. You know, when you call yourself Conservative 870, there's nothing wrong with that. But that pretty much is saying, the rest of you, we don't want you. That's basically it. You know, hi, we're Conservative 870, so I'm a conservative. Well, we're for you. I'm a liberal. Get out of here. All right, fine. That's not real. That's not what you call wise. It's not smart marketing. You know, you want to, basically, you're in business to make money. But nonetheless, these guys had a Twitter feed. And on the Twitter feed, as I had been one night mentioning Neil, he was very ill and he was going fast and he was surrounded by family and friends, and it was not it was not an easy thing to see. Neil was very ill, And there was also a little bit of controversy concerning the who would be inheriting what. But Neil was I watched this brilliant, brilliant man. There was nobody better, in my opinion. His timing was impeccable. His use of drops was impeccable. His commentary was smart. His sense of humor was off the charts, edgy and hip. His awareness of the world and news and politics. Nobody could bring their life to the radio. And he was an out, open, gay man in the late 1970s. This was a time when being, you know, on the air and being openly gay was not the best move. You know, there were still a lot of people. This was the day of Anita Bryant, you know.
Oh, the dark days of Anita Bryant.
What did she do?
Anita Bryant was a model and a Miss America, I think. Right, Robert?
Well, I don't know, General.
Hold on, because this is something I know something about, and not for the reasons you think, Margaret.
Well, I would imagine you'd...
No, not for the reasons you'd think, Margaret. I happen to know I walked into the governor of Oklahoma's office one day, and I saw a woman on her knees. I'm joking.
That's not even funny. Who put you up to making a joke like that?
No one.
General, just stick with the facts.
Forget it.
Where's he going?
Get a Nilla wafer.
In any event, Anita Bryant was a Miss Oklahoma, I think, and she began to campaign against homosexuals teaching in our schools. She campaigned against the gay rights initiatives in various cities across the country, and immediately earned herself a reputation as a pretty anti-gay person in terms of the human rights argument, and quickly became anathema among gay people. And she very famously, during a press conference, it was the first time I ever saw this done. It was very funny. I thought it was a pretty effective little piece of protest, civil disobedient, though it may have been. She was hit in the face with a pie.
Oh, she got the cream pie. That's right.
Took it off the chin, huh?
Take it easy, will you, bud? You know. So, yeah, the cream pie and the kisser. Well, this was when Neil was out gay on the air, and this is not an easy thing. This was not a popular thing. Today we have of 85 billion people that are coming out and saying, I'm gay, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But can you imagine being out and gay, being a radio personality, a talk radio host, and pulling huge numbers? The guy was number one in Miami year in, year out, book in, book out, kicked Rush Limbaugh's ass every single solitary book. Every single book he slaughtered Rush. Is a guy who was gay. He was a Chicago Cubs fan. He was a Florida Panthers hockey fan. He loved Miami Dolphins football. He was very much... it was male-oriented radio, and all these straight guys that consider themselves butch and, you know, going out and being with the ladies, they're all in love with this out gay host. So that was Neil, and this dude on the Twitter feed at this radio station, Conservative 870, as I was extolling Neil's life and his work, this guy is tweeting all these insults.
He was tweeting what?
He was tweeting insults, like, just because the guy is gay doesn't make him a great radio personality. This guy was as stupid as they get. It turned out he was the program director of the station, and he also manned the Twitter feed. I never in my life, I mean, I've met a lot of stupid program directors. This guy was right at the top of dumb. Now, in the same feed, he had all these, and don't forget to listen to Glenn Beck tomorrow morning. Glenn's going to be giving away. And don't forget to listen to Sean Hannity. But meanwhile, when he mentions Phil, he's saying, hey, Phil, you know, wrong, just because the guy's this, that, and something else. I said, I don't understand something. Am I on this station? He said, yeah. Make a long story short, I got on the phone with this guy the next day, and I said, I don't know who you are, and I could care less. I said, I got a contract with your station to generate goodwill between myself and your listeners, and you're on your Twitter feed undermining that every single night. I said, I don't want you to mention me on your cheap little chicken crap Twitter feed again unless it's in the same glowing terms that you mentioned Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. So if you're talking about them, they're just the greatest things in life. Well, guess what? Phil Hendry's the same thing, man. Otherwise, I said, you keep my name off your Twitter feed or I've got a lawsuit. And that is that you have, that you're trying to undermine my ability to enforce the contract that we have.
Well, what did you mean by that?
Well, if I've got a contract with a radio station that says that I'm going to be on their station, I'm going to try and get ratings for them, and the station that I have the contract with is trying to keep me from doing that, this is a big-time lawsuit. So he got the message, and the next day, all's well that ends well. The reason why I bring that story up is because in this industry, like no other, we have so much disrespect for each other, for other talent, for other people that are on the air. And this spills over to the listeners. The listeners pick up on it, and so they have very little respect. And the people that own radio companies and program radio stations, they don't mind because it's demeaning to the talent, and that keeps the price down, and that lets them continue to do essentially what they're doing now, which is destroy the radio industry. Then it's essentially been destroyed. Because guys like Larry Lujack, Neil Rogers, or anybody that had any talent that was trying to break through and actually create this as an entertainment medium are constantly being stopped at every turn. Look at talk radio. It's not about entertainment. It's about politics. It's about a point of view. Look at music. Music radio is absolutely destroyed. There's nothing left of music radio. People are much rather have an iPod in the car in their ear than listen to the garbage they're listening to on radio stations. People say, this is a hell of a thing for you to say, Phil. You're on the air yourself. I said, look, man, I got a million and one different ways of making a living. And this is the saddest part of all. I am a radio personality. I'm an audio entertainment personality. I don't need radio.
Well, what do you... You don't need radio.
No, there's like 9 million other ways I can reach my listeners and the people that are the consumers that I want to reach. 9 million other ways right now to reach those people besides being on a radio station. And radio, within the next, I think probably within the next 6 to 8 months, will start to finally get the message after 15 years since really the internet revolution came home. 15 to 20 years, they're finally going to start waking up to the reality and maybe do something before it's absolutely too late. And they start selling these radio stations to turn them into fruit stands or car washes.
Car wash? The radio station?
I'm kidding. All right.
Well, now that Phil's got that off his chest...
Well, I'm just saying, Larry Lujack was one of the greats. And he should have been far better known than he was. He was well known in Chicago, and certainly was one of the originating radio personalities when it came to music radio. By the time talk radio came around, and a guy like Larry Lujack could have had a talk show and probably done very, very well, it wasn't happening because it was all about, you know, the political point of view. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We have Doug Danger is going to be with us. And let's see, Doug is I don't know what Doug's going to be. Oh, Doug is going to be talking about, what is this, man? Doug is going to be talking with us about that nut, right?
Oh, that Duck Dynasty redneck.
What is A&E going to do with Duck Dynasty? What are they going to do with this clown Phil? Not me, but the other Phil.
Yeah, the redneck. Young child with dreams.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com at 855-500-7445 and online at philhenryshow.com, of course. You watch us online. And we're planning on having a free video event, a free video cast. We're going to try and do this once a week, but we are definitely planning on it very, very soon, maybe even tomorrow night on Ustream. So we will make one, every now and again, make one of the video casts available for free. So if you're listening out there and you don't yet have a backstage pass, you can check it out on Ustream. I'll let you know when, where, how, what, who, how, you know.
Well, I'll believe that when I see it. The only reason why I say that, Phil, is you're always promising people things.
We do get a lot of comments from people saying, Phil, that you, the young man, who is the young man today, bud?
Yeah, he said you were doing the... You were doing it to a dog.
He said you were something to the pooch. I don't want to be graphic.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know what the guy's talking about. I mean, it takes a while because everything we do around here now is... Well, never mind. I don't want to get into a whole rap about it. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later, okay? But believe me, if I announce it and I say it's going to happen, I give you a date, then it's going to happen. All right, here is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier joining us here tonight to talk about Duck Dynasty. What's this guy's name?
What guy are you talking about?
The guy...
Phil Robertson, I think, is his name, the Duck Dynasty guy. This is this redneck on this program, Duck Dynasty. This guy's come out and made another comment that's got people kind of scratching their heads, and I don't doubt Phil in his part of the country and Phil's part of the country, they're probably scratching something else besides their heads. They're probably scratching something that is a little bit below the waist, and it's probably covered.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
All right, so I'm sorry, but this guy, Phil Robertson, his name, hey, he said he grew up in the South. He never saw a black person mistreated. Now, hold on, I'm trying to get my glasses on here. He says he grew up in the South. He said he never saw a black person mistreated. Now, I put this guy's age, Phil, roughly somewhere in the neighborhood of your own. He might be a little bit younger. But here's a guy, Phil Robertson, if he grew up any time around the time that you did, all he had to do was turn the TV set on. He saw people turning fire hoses on black people in Selma, Alabama, so on and so forth and like that. Plus, turn a wild dog. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and it's my job as a gay man and as a gay journalist, as you know, Phil, it's my job. Phil, you there?
I'm here, yes.
All right, I'm letting you know it's my job as a gay man and as a gay journalist to let you know that these people can't fly under the radar, the Doug Danger radar. It ain't going to happen. And I had a couple of people, I was mentioning that in the newsroom. You know Jerry Pauley, don't you?
I know Jerry.
Yeah, he's saying, they can't fly under your gaydar. And I said, Jerry, another time in another place, if there weren't witnesses, that would warrant you a roundhouse kick right to the side of your head that would probably dislocate your jaw. But I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm not going to do it tonight because there are witnesses and I've got work to do. And I said that to Jerry Pauley. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right?
Yeah, Doug, I hear you.
Well, what's your reaction to that?
To what, you being gay?
No, man, to the fact. Wow.
To the fact that Jerry Pauley said what? What did he say?
He said I had gaydar.
And you think that, and you said you would...
Excuse me, I know, Margaret, you want to answer, but I'm asking Phil. What is your feeling on that?
Hey, Doug, you know, I'm the host of the show here.
I know you're the host, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm just asking you.
I think that what you said to him was another time in another place, what?
Wow, this is going to be tough. This is going to take some time.
Well, Doug, we just got into the program. Give Phil a break. I mean, you need to explain what's going on.
Yeah, you got to tell us what's going on for everybody else.
Yeah, okay, Froggy.
What did you call me Froggy for?
Three guesses. The first two don't count, man. Have you ever heard yourself on tape? God, man. I'm sitting here with my little niece, and we're listening to the radio because I said I'm going to be on with Phil Henry. They turn it on. I'm listening to Dickman going, yeah. And she goes, good God almighty, listen to Frogman. And I said, did you ever hear...
Okay, Doug, this is all very well and good. I apologize if I didn't... I got the gaydar thing, and you're offended by that, and you wanted a roundhouse kick this guy and dislocate his jaw. But that does not get us to the essential point, which is this Phil Robertson.
Absolutely, yeah. But I'm just saying, because of the radar that I have as a reporter, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that means I've got honesty... And I report honestly what I see. I'm saying to you that this is a very dishonest man here. And I think that A&E had better do themselves a big favor. I think, to quote Lee J. Cobb, Phil, and on the waterfront, he said about the character Johnny Friendly was talking about Terry Malloy, who is the character played by Marlon Brando. And he says to Rod Steiger, who's playing his brother, he said, look, you know, he was fun hanging around for laughs, but this is business. This is serious business. I can't have this. And I think that this is the case with this Duck Dynasty. They were fun hanging around for laughs, but this is business. Now this guy is getting right in the wheelhouse of business with all these comments about blacks, all these comments about gays, and so forth.
Well, and Doug, this is General Shaw. My question,
who is this?
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm sorry, Ken. It sounded like he said he's gay.
No, sir, my name is Galen Shaw. You know General Shaw.
Oh, I'm sorry, General. I couldn't hear you. I'm in the middle of I'm down at the Little Shrimp here, Phil, in Long Beach.
In Long Beach?
I'm sorry, Laguna Beach.
Okay, well, if you can, try to listen up. I know it's noisy there.
Yeah, Doug, my question is, now I forget.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll ask the question. This is a move that you say they have to make at A&E, because it's now going to start to cost them money. Oh, I think I can anticipate what you were going to ask, General, unless you want to ask it, because you were talking about it with me.
Yeah, well, I remember. How much of this is personal because you're a gay man and because you're a gay... you're a gay journalist and a gay man?
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm sorry? You're a gay man and a what?
a gay man and a gay journal. Boy, where's this guy been? This is beautiful.
All right, hold on. What do you, don't talk about him like he's, where's this guy been? General Shaw has been on our program for a long time.
Excuse me, man.
All right, we'll take a break here. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. Every single solitary interview we do in this show starts out with an argument. Did you notice that?
It does not, Phil. It started out that way tonight, but it does not usually start out that way.
Well, it seems like...
It starts out with Doug Dangler, it does.
His name ain't Dangler, so now I'm going to hear from him about that. We're going to be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show with more of this scintillating and provocative conversation concerning Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty and these rednecks. And Doug makes one good point. Is it worth it for A&E? They were fun hanging around for laughs, but this is business.
And that was Terry Molloy, huh?
That was Lee J. Cobb as Johnny Friendly.
What? Boy, you better straighten it out, Henry.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier as we continue talking about Duck Dynasty. You guys may not have seen the show, but it's a show that features a decidedly... Oh, I don't know, which, you know, mountain men, kind of rural guys. One of them, this guy, Phil Robertson. I ain't ever seen a show, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, what are you doing commenting on it if you've never seen it?
You know why I'm commenting on it? Because of the nature of the comments that the guy has made. And Doug Danger joins us. Can we get the music out, bud?
What?
Yeah, you can turn that down now, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Good God.
Hey, Dickman.
Yeah?
What is it with you and the music? Phil will tell you to turn it down, you turn it up, you turn it down, turn it up. What is it with you?
It's nothing with me. I just, you know, I'd like to hear it.
I mean, if you were me, I mean, if I were you, or you worked for me, let's say I worked for me. I got it all messed up now.
Yeah, you did. All right, so...
I was going to say I'd give myself a flying roundhouse kick, but...
No, you know something, Doug? I don't like these roundhouse kick references. There's too much violence on this program. I had a lady, and I know later on we're going to talk about this.
Look, can we talk about this at another time? Because I'm interviewing Doug, and we have other topics.
Yeah, but there's a lady who wants her to talk about it.
Oh, you did the lady that wants you to talk about prize fighting.
It actually wasn't a lady. It was a young man, but I had a woman ask me as well.
That's great. Doug Danger is my guest.
So you're blowing it off.
I'm not blowing it off. I'm talking to Doug. Doug Danger is my guest.
You mind if he just talks with me, Margaret? Is that okay with you? I mean, is that going to pass muster with the Margaret Gray radio I'm running the show thing tonight?
Are you talking to me? I just want to be clear.
Yes, ma'am, I'm talking to you. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Are you really, Doug? That's fantastic. Let me write a column about that.
No, I've already written a column about it.
What a smart ass.
Okay, so Doug, as we were saying... Duck Dynasty.
As I was saying...
Hold on for a minute. I just heard him go, Abba. Isn't that something you want pointed out?
No, it is not anything I need to have pointed out. It's pointed out far too much on this show.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I also agree with that. I think the normal stumblings and fumbling...
All right. Thank you.
So I can't finish my thought.
No, you can't. Mr. Henry's going to go on with the interview.
Phil, you better get some control over this or I'm going to hang the phone up and write a column about how you can't get control over, but then I'd have to mention that I hung up, so...
Yeah, that wouldn't make you look too good, would it? So Doug Danger is with us here, and we're talking about the,
Boy, make him too... He's writing a column, he can make himself look good.
Will you guys shut up, please? Everybody.
I didn't say it, I said one thing, that's all I said.
Yeah, but still...
But... You there, Doug?
I'm waiting to do something here, man.
All right, so we have the situation where you were mentioning I haven't seen the show.
I don't think you have to see the show to... I think you said it very well, Phil. You don't have to see the show. Is everybody sitting there all pissed off that you yell at them?
What is it with everyone, man? Can't we stick to the point here?
Go ahead, Doug, you say it.
I think the topic's boring.
The topic of what?
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, the guy's a redneck. He's gonna do what he's gonna do.
Yeah, I think that's true, Phil. It's a dull. If he's a redneck and he doesn't like black people, he doesn't like gays. I think that he's entitled to his opinion, and he's entitled certainly to make the South look as backward as it a lot of people think it is. I don't think we should comment on it.
So, see what I'm saying, Phil? It's just a dull top. And I mean, a lot of people down south, you know, they support this guy. There's a lot of people that don't support the guy. There's some people that think he's got a right. Of course he's got a right. But a lot of people are saying, just let it sit. And
then why did you come on a show to talk about it?
Because it was a chance to come on a show. It was a chance to come on here and start talking about things that I want to talk about. One of them is that Dickman opens his yap too much. Margaret, I think, has insulted me. The general here, I've never heard of him, or I haven't met him yet. There's a lot of things I want to talk about, a lot of things I want to clear the air on.
Well, none of that stuff I want to talk about, because I think all that stuff is boring. So I'm going to stick with this Duck Dynasty, if you don't mind.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but just...
Well, what is the... Okay, what is the philosophy here?
Okay, Margaret, you go ahead.
Phil, this man, Robertson, is a man that's made some controversial statements. Now, he has the freedom to do that. In this country, you have a right to express yourself. The fallout commercially from those statements seems fairly evident. If people disagree with what he's saying, if they feel emotional about it, then obviously they'll stop watching this program. They won't buy the merchandise. They will stop patronizing the Arts and Entertainment Network. If, on the other hand, his comments are received as rather benign, perhaps they're received as the ravings of a lunatic from the South. The rest of us don't believe it, but we think he's rather colorful in the way he expresses himself, then that is going to be the judgment. But I think having a radio program and debating just how ugly those statements are is ridiculous. I think we all know that they're ugly statements.
Hear, hear, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the whole point that everybody's trying to make.
Yeah.
When did you guys all get together and decide this?
Well, I think it was a few minutes before. When did you call, Doug?
It's about 10 minutes before you guys went on the air.
And where was I?
You were in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're in the bathroom. Remember you said, hey, get a toilet roll.
Yeah. So in other words, because I'm in the can, and you guys were what, on a conference call?
Yeah, we hooked up the conference call with the courier.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you are having a conference call on how this topic that we had planned about Duck Dynasty was boring, and you were planning on mentioning that or not?
No, we hadn't planned on anything, did we, Margaret?
No, we hadn't. We all agreed. The topic, to use the parlance, the topic really sucked just a herd of water buffalo, whatever you'd...
The caribou.
Caribou.
Did it? It sucked a herd of caribou, huh?
Well, Phil, you know what I'm trying to say is...
No, I know. It sucked a herd of caribou. I didn't know you got that specific.
I didn't. I said either caribou or water buffalo. Boy, what a child.
Wow. I'm stunned. I really am. You guys get together. Hey, this is going to really suck as a topic. Did you decide at some point you were going to tell me about it?
Not really. We were sitting around. We got on the conference call.
It's not nothing that we said that we were going to have a solution to, but we decided to have the conference call to see if we were all in agreement that the topic of Duck Dynasty, as Margaret said, blew, or if you will, sucked. If it blew, that's a different animal. If it sucked, most likely water buffalo. And
what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the topic's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a bad topic. I'm the host of the show. I decide if it's going to go forward, and it's going to go forward. We've only got a few more minutes left, 3 more minutes, and I am deciding that it goes forward.
Well, how exactly do you want to... What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, and if I'm not offended by this redneck, I'm offended by it, but there's nothing I'm going to do about it. He's got an opinion. It's a dumbass opinion. The whole show is kind of dumbass. Maybe Arts and Entertainment... You notice that Arts and Entertainment ain't saved word one.
Yes, they did. They mentioned yesterday when he made the comments about gay people, they said that this doesn't reflect our feelings. Didn't they suspend this guy?
Yeah, they suspended it, but he's going to be back. The show makes money. The show is a money earner, a money generator, and that, at the end of the day, is the bottom line. If you think the comments that he made are ugly, then, Phil, you're born welcome to join the GLAD, which I wouldn't go near those people because I think they're a little too butch for me, and I don't mind butch in men, but in women, I'll tell you. So...
Okay, fine. Doug, I'm sorry that I bored all of you with this topic of Duck Dynasty. Who cares what the guy said? He'll take his licks. Excuse my French.
See, right there. He'll take his licks. Are you being funny or what?
No, he wasn't trying to be funny.
You don't know. Margaret asked a question.
Let me do this show, please.
Phil, it sounds like you're getting lockjaw. You went...
I did. did. It sounded like there was a little bit of a stutter there. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to just thank you very much, Doug. It's been great talking to you, and it's been great knowing you.
Wait a second. What is?
What does that mean?
It means it's been great knowing him.
You're not going to have him on the show no more?
If that guy calls you guys up 5 minutes or 10 minutes before we go on the air and say, hey, what do you think of this topic they're going to do? Doesn't it suck? And you guys sit around and you commiserate and talk about what a piece of turd this thing's going to be, and nobody communicates to me.
You were in the bathroom sitting on a toilet, Phil. My God, did you want me to kick the door in and walk in and say, Phil, I don't care what it is you're doing there, and I can see what you're doing because your pants are shoved way down around your...
Yes, I would agree with that. I'm not going to kick the door in to a public stall where there are other men standing there waiting to use it, and I kick the door in. They're going to think that there's something, almost a sexual assault is occurring, you see.
No, I don't see. No.
You understand what he said?
No, I don't, Robert, and neither did you, and don't even, you know.
Well, what don't you understand?
I don't understand what you're talking about, standing there waiting for the stall, and you just kick the door in, and you're not going to do that because other men will think it's a sexual assault. What are you talking about? What are you people talking about?
We're talking about how we had the meeting before the show, and you were sitting on a toilet.
That's fine. That's fine. You could have mentioned it to me. Couldn't you have?
No, man, because the show was done.
There's something about what you guys are saying that doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, yeah, it's kind of you get David Hall if you want. Get a Frank. Franklin Gray.
He doesn't like being called Franklin. Don't ever do that.
Sorry. Get Frank Gray.
No, you don't have to get David Hall. I know exactly what's going on here. You guys decided to have a little meeting with Mr. Danger to see if you couldn't influence the content of the show. Well, it ain't gonna happen. I don't mind you guys giving me some opinions. I don't mind you giving me an idea or two. But hooking up with Danger before the show so you can all get on the same page as to how you're going to dump all over what it is I want to talk about. Wow. That's pretty crude, man. That's cruel, crude. It's crummy. It's just...
crappy.
Yes, crappy and...
Cranberry.
And cranberry. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we'll be right back with more after this. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. And online at philhenryshow.com, of course, each and every night here. This coming weekend, the return of Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman and our Game of the Week. And the guys had been taking the week off as the result of the demands of Steve's wife, April Jr., who not April Jr., that's his daughter.
I can't get over this whole idea of April Jr. This is a girl.
Yes, that's what they named. Look, far be it from me to tell a guy what to name his kid.
I don't think he did.
No, that doesn't sound like, it sounds to me like the wife might have had something more to do with that, you think?
What's that?
Blow your nose, will you, General?
Well, I'm sorry, see?
What?
I did get blown, no.
Give him a handkerchief, will you?
I've got a little bit of, did you get that flu shot, Phil? I want to know about the flu shot.
Yeah, I got the flu shot.
And what do you think of it?
I like the flu shot.
Well, you like it after you were sick for 24 hours. You were almost dead, remember?
This year, for the very first time, man, I don't know why, for the very first time, this year I got a flu shot, and I felt like I was, I got hit with a little touch of the flu. In other words, you know how they say that sometimes that will happen? And I, for whatever reason, this year was the year that I got nailed with this flu. Man, I got to tell you, it was not, but it only lasted, several hours. I can't even say that it lasted a day. It lasted, I think I started feeling it come on the night after, that night when I got the shot. And by midway through the next day, it was gone, you know.
I don't understand. What is that about, anyway?
Well, that's what they do with a flu shot. They give you the very disease that they want to protect you from, because then that inculcates or otherwise immunizes
that's what it does. You get a little bit of the disease, and that helps immunize or protect you from the larger assault of the disease, because you've already, your body has already suffered the effects. It has prepared itself. It's ready to rock and roll. And I got to tell you, every single year, man, that I've had a flu shot, I have not had any flu. I've not had any cold.
That's the time you come back from Canada, and you all messed up, man.
When was that?
You came back from Canada, and you were sick as an animal.
That was, yeah, that,
Well, then, which is it, you know? Boy, I'll tell you, Phil, you got more excuses than Carter's got little liver... than Carter's got the little, You know, the little pills?
Yeah, I never did understand that.
Well, it's an old saying,
Who's that? Who's Carter?
Yeah, Margaret?
It's an old saying. It goes back to when there was a product called there was little pills inside of a little case, right?
Yes, it was the little tiny pills in a little case, and they were called the little pill. It was Carter, was either the company or the man, or it could have been a woman, who packaged them.
Hey, who's Carter?
I don't know. No one...
Well, I don't know. Does anyone really know who Carter was?
Why wouldn't they know who Carter was?
Phil, you're looking at me like I just asked you a question that should be answered by a psychiatrist, because that's how mad I am. Who was Carter is all we're asking.
Carter was the name of the company or the man or the doctor.
You got a friend named Carter, right?
I have a friend named Carter, yeah.
Is that him?
No, I don't think it is him, bud. That's a fantastic guess, though.
Well, no need to be sarcastic.
Yeah, there is. Oh, yes, there is a need to be sarcastic. No, it isn't my friend Carter's little pill. I don't know what the hell they are. General, you're the oldest one here.
I'm trying to think. They were pills that you took for a variety of ailments. But the Carter little...
Carter's little pills.
Yes. So people said, you've got more of this than Carter's got little pills, meaning that he's got a lot of the...
I can't believe that these are adults.
Well, you're the host of the show.
Yes, well, you need to move it on.
You know what I'm going to do to move this show on? I'm going to throw you out into the street just as that van's passing by, that UPS van every night. That's how I'll move the show on. Would you like me to do that?
No, sir.
Thank you. God. All right. Anyway, welcome back here to the World Fit. Yes, I got a flu shot every year, and I've never had a problem with it. I heartily recommend it. It's fantastic. Everybody ought to do it. I don't know why you don't, but maybe it's because you're afraid of shots, and I understand all of that. Let's get Steve Bozell on the line here. Steve is with us from Corona, California. We had him on yesterday as, I forget what we were talking about. What were we talking about yesterday, Steve?
I don't remember at all, Phil. It's very interesting. I don't remember. I was a little bit stunned, and that I was in shock and all in a heap about a variety of the news items that had been coming out on the day, so...
Okay, wow.
Well, you don't remember, you guys do, you knuckleheads can't, what about you, bud? What was Phil and Steve talking about?
I don't know.
Well, look on the show log then, if it's that important to you.
Well, it was important to you.
I just asked Steve, you don't remember, huh?
I don't remember. I know that there was a James Bond movie you were talking about. You had Frank on, and... But he was talking about Cubby Broccoli and how she had a great ass or something like that.
Oh, no. Frank was talking. Frank's got gender confusion, so he was talking about the, I think that was that yesterday's show? Anyway, he was talking, gender confusion. He was talking about the James Bond films. You were on last night to talk about Duck Dynasty. And that you said, what do you expect when you have people from the deep holler on as opposed to people that live near the highway?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, by the way, I just heard what you said and the rest of y'all. Boy, I tell you, that takes the case. I come on the program many times, and I've expressed many controversial views about a gay area, of politics, and y'all are all over me like white on rice. Now this guy says all this stuff about black people and gays. Oh, well, you let bygones be bygones. Man, I got to tell you, that stings. That's like standing in front of a urinal after you've been taking your antibiotics, and all of a sudden you're brought to your knees from the burning. And
oh, do you have to talk about that?
Steve, what are you doing, man?
What are you doing? I heard what you said about Duck Dynasty, and how you're going to give this guy a pass give me a break.
Oh, take it easy. It's not a personal. It if anything else, it just reflects the changing tide of opinion and topic in this here day and age that we live in. Now, let's talk about the NFL. You and Bud are going to be back on the air on Sunday. A lot of people miss your very entertaining take on things. You'll be in studio, and if people have a backstage pass, they will actually see not the whole game, but they'll see you guys watching the game.
Yeah, we do the game kind of like the way they, Bud, what you call that?
Yeah, do it like Mystery Science 3000.
Like Mystery Science 3000, huh?
Yeah, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and
you lisp a little bit.
Sorry, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and what we do is we'll look at the game and we'll make a commentary on it, talk about how much, you know, it's just hell on earth. I like doing the play by play.
I like the way you did play by play too.
You gotta be kidding me. He carved it up.
No, I did not carve it up. I didn't carve up anything, son. I did a play-by-play as good as can be.
Well, I know why they asked you to stop doing some of the play-by-plays. It's for the very reasons that the Duck Dynasty thing, you know, this is what Steve's saying.
What are you saying?
It feels right, because of the comment that I made, which is every bit in keeping with the Duck Dynasty, and they told me that I got to pound it sideways, but Duck Dynasty, he gets to stand there in all of his glory, dropping all kinds of gay this and F-word that.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with Steve Bozell as we continue discussing with him the return of the Game of the Week with Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell coming up here on Sunday on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com.